That's why we are unshakable too. Thank you, Lord Jesus. That's why we are unshakable. The mission is ours. The mandate is ours. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Jesus is an anchor for my soul. My God will stand. Yes, it cannot be done will be true until you get there. It cannot be done will be true until you get there. Until they throw that believer there. Until they throw that trained believer there. Until they throw the man that has a career in God there. It will always look impossible until somebody like us gets there. Oh, thank you, Lord Jesus. It will always look that way until we get there. Oh, glory to God. Glory to God. Glory to God. Amen, amen. Have your seat, everybody. Acts 26, verse 17. It will always look impossible until someone with ministry consciousness gets there. Okay. I plan two sermons, but let us just do one and then so that they can people need to go. Can go. Acts 26:17, delivering thee from the people and from the Gentiles, unto whom now I send thee. Acts 26, verse 18 now. And that to open their eyes, to turn them from darkness to light, from the power of God, from the power of Satan unto God, that they may receive the forgiveness of sins and inheritance among them which are sanctified by faith that is in him. Whereupon, come on, 19, you want to go, everybody? Let's read. Whereupon, some people are not even in Acts 26. You know, my eyes go to and fro. Annie, your name wants to enter the book of life. You are slow. He said, what are you doing back there? Be promoted. Mr. Geraldine, be promoted. Stephen, be promoted. If I be promoted. Okay, verse 19. 1 to go. Let's read. Yes, sir. Whereupon, O King Agrippa, I was not disobedient to the heavenly vision. Hallelujah. He said, I was not disobedient. That was the key stuff. That was the key stuff. Verse 20. But shew first unto them of Damascus, that means he preached there, and at Jerusalem, and throughout all the coast of Judea. That means, based, if you agree with the call, you will take steps, right? You will take steps. But now, it's more than that. See it? And throughout all the coast of Judea, and then to the Gentiles, that they should repent and turn to God and do works meet for repentance. For these causes, the Jews caught me in the temple and went about to kill me. Having therefore obtained help of God, I continue unto this day, witnessing both to small and great, saying none other things than those which the prophet and Moses did say should come. 23, what are the things? That Christ should suffer, and that he should be the first that should rise from the dead, and should shew light unto the people and to the Gentiles. That means simple things, small things, you will become, what people call small things, of it, will become your duty. Just small things, though. Like, it looks like, is it the same? Jesus died. You will just take it like, you will take it the way it truly is. Stephen, is that your Bible? Small things, you will take it big. Because actually, it's not small. Amen. Hallelujah. It's not small at all. See verse 24. And as he does speak for himself, what happened? Festus said with a loud voice, Paul, thou art thou art beside yourself, already Daru, eh? Much learning does make thee mad. Like the guy will calm down. See what he said? He didn't calm down. But he said, I am not mad, most noble Festus, but speak forth the words of truth and soberness. For the king knoweth of these things before whom I speak freely, for I am persuaded that none of these things are hidden from him. For these things was not done in a corner. 27, King Agrippa, don't you believe the prophet? I know you believe. He has peppered him with the gospel. See what the king said. King, he said, you, say unto Paul, almost you persuade me to be a Christian. 29, one to go, let's read. And Paul said, I wound to God that not only thou, but also all that hear me this day, were both almost and altogether such as I am, except, hallelujah. This is my question, I'll write it down. Can you call your pursuit in ministry an obsession? Can you call it an obsession? Can you call your pursuit in ministry? Are you sure you can call it an obsession? Yes, okay. It's simply to have a career. That's all. That's what Paul is expressing here. He is running because he has a goal. He has a prize. Why are we doing all this? We have a career in God. Now, so in what we are studying, because you see a ministry ahead, you must be like a magnet for spiritual growth. You must have a magnetic property for spiritual growth. You must, like, I don't know how best you can put that in English. You must be like a magnet. Anywhere you see spiritual growth happening, what should you do? Grab it. Eat it. Shop it. Oh, I can't forget those days. Any church, just let me see that they are doing a serious program. I will be there. MFM, I will be there. Redeemer, I will be there. Depart Life, I will be there. Let me just hear. Is it retreat? What I mean, retreat, revival, crusade. Long hours prayer, I will be there. So, what grows up with the believer? That's the point. That is, what are the elements for spiritual growth? Of course, number one, the teaching of the word. The teaching of the word. You are strong on the doctrine. You are strong on the doctrine. I didn't say you understand one save, forever save. But you are strong on the doctrine of salvation and then on the character of God. That is what Jesus really majored his ministry on. You are strong on the doctrine of salvation and also on the character of God. The teaching of the word. They must be able to call you up at any time and you just download to them. See, yes, I said you must be strong on the doctrine of salvation and the character of God. What grows up the believer? That's the teaching of the word. So, 1 Corinthians 11 verse 19. Wrong Bible interpretation has done a lot of havoc. It has done havoc. 1 Corinthians 11, 19. Wrong Bible interpretation has just done a lot of havoc. A lot of havoc. 11, 19. 1 Corinthians. For there must be also heresies among you, that they which are approved may be made manifest among you. So the reason why you see heresy is so that a man like you can show up and correct things and put this in order. Jesus is not pleased with heresy in his body. He's not pleased. Heresy is meant for the man of knowledge to come and correct. Amen. Praise God. E.g., you will see some people with zeal without knowledge. You are sent to them. So much zeal like you, but no knowledge. Check Acts 18:24. Acts 18:24. And a certain Jew named Apollos, born at Alexandria, an eloquent man and mighty in the scripture, came to Ephesus. This man was instructed in the way of the Lord, and being fervent in the spirit, he spake and taught diligently in the things of the Lord, knowing only the what? The baptism of John. How can you be teaching the Lord knowing only about his anointing? You only know about Acts 10:38, because the baptism of John, he talks about all the teaching that just shows Jesus as the Messiah. He didn't progress to the death, burial, and resurrection. So, see verse 26. And he began to speak boldly in the synagogue, whom when Aquila and Priscilla had heard, they took him unto them and explained unto him the way of the Lord, what? More perfectly. And when he was disposed to pass into Achaia, the brethren wrote, exhorting the disciples to receive him, whom when he was come, helped them much, which had believed through grace. 28. For he mightily. So what happened? They took him. That means Aquila and Priscilla, they were knowledgeable enough to say, yes, oh God, although you are so much, there is zeal, you can quote scripture, but something is missing. You are sent to such. You are sent to such. You will see some people who have been to Bible school, encyclopedia of the Bible, yet quoting nothing, saying nothing. You will now see it's true that they get it right. You are able to bring them sound doctrine. Now, please write this down. You will not ask him so that he can go. You will ask him so that he can listen and get better. Because such a man, you just see, we're making plenty Facebook posts, plenty long exegesis that is going nowhere. But your acting will be towards an intent. Because you have a career in God. Your goal is for him to get better. So you will not ask him for him to just go and be upset and just block you. No, you will ask him so that he can be patient, he can be calm, and he can take correction. Amen. Praise God. E.g., when you saw in the book of Acts that even some of the priests believe, do you know they will come into the faith with several of their old practices? The priests, that means the people who are so given to the Mosaic offerings and sacrifice before, you see them come into the temple, they will say, ladies, stay here. Men, stay here. They will see, come, you see them stylish, they will be bringing some stuff. What must you do? Must be able to bring what? Correction. Because as they are believing, as the priests believe, that should be Acts chapter 6, verse 7, not that they will automatically dump all their old knowledge. As they believe, they will now need to be tutored. So what must you do? You will not pamper it. You will see it through. You will get what I'm saying now. And also, what of prayers? See that Jude 1:20. Let me explain something to you there. Jude 1:20. I say, what grows up the believer? I said, see what I'm saying? You must have a magnet for spiritual growth. You must be strong in the world because of heresy, because you want to bring somebody to others to maturity. Also, prayers. You give yourself to so much prayers for the sake of others. These are things now that the minister, the man of God, does to himself for the sake of others. By Joshua, check that noise. Summer. Are you in verse 20? But ye, beloved, building up yourself on your what? Most holy faith. How do you do it? Praying in the Holy Ghost. Building up yourself on your most holy faith. Praying in the Holy Ghost. Now, That word build up, yourself, build up, that Greek word means to build upon. That is epo oikodomio. It means to build upon, to build up. You must rise like an edifice. You must literally see yourself rising above opposition in praying the Holy Ghost. You must literally see yourself getting better in praying. God. E.g., sermon like the last one we had, I expect some of you to spend longer time praying. A man that has a career in God, you just speak a sermon like that. That's what we do. That's what we did. You just speak a sermon like that, you will just take it to a corner. Look at your note again. You pray. Do you know what? It's not about making a mental agreement that, okay, I will do the ministry. No. Amen. It's not mental at all. Like, it's not like you are just agreeing with something in your mind. It's you are praying is that, I am going to do the work of God with the strength of God. Say prayers. So you spend time praying. You maintain your zeal by prayers. Ask my wife, my I don't have a night I don't plan to pray. Oh, sorry, how did I put it? I don't have a night that I plan not to pray. I don't say I speak in tongues as I walk, or I speak in tongues as I do my daily job. I have times that it is that tongues alone. You are somewhere with the names of your disciples crying over them. You know, we have lost that thing as a Christian. Writing the names of people. Saying you, me and you this week. I'm praying for you. Amen. Praise God. Come on, Juliet. Heads up. Okay. I'm taking instructions. Now I've talked about improving in the word. I'm talking about prayers. Then don't forget to take instructions. Don't forget to take instructions. There are direct instructions you must adhere to. Like in this place, you see instructions as touching membership, workers. What do? You don't discard it. You don't treat it like, where is their thing? You take instructions. You follow the path. Please write this again if you have not gotten this. A man that has a career in God, he approaches spiritual growth as urgent. Because it's not just about carrying, finding a microphone and jumping up and down. You approach spiritual growth as urgent. As urgent. Hey. You approach spiritual growth as something to be done urgently. When you miss a sermon, what do? You look for it. You ask for the notes. You must not be okay that a sermon passed you by. You don't just come to church. Some of you will be late. 30 minutes into the sermon, you are just walking, strolling, pocketing. And you see, I will give you 10 minutes break time. You still have time to gist. You say, please, let me see what was done before. You will not want to miss any details because you know that small thing you are about to miss can bless somebody perfectly in days to come. Urgency of spiritual growth. You follow through to the end. You follow through. Now, since your goal is the growth of the saints, you will desire to see things through to the end. Now, this is the difference between a Christian preaching the gospel, or a Christian that preaches the gospel because Paul says go and preach, and a Christian that is preaching because he has a career in God is different. One of them will see things through to the end.
You will see things through to the end. I will explain right now. Acts 19. You don't take things halfway. You see things out true to the end. Say true to the end. Acts 19. Verse 1. And it came to pass that while Apollos was at Corinth, Paul, having passed through the upper coast, came to Ephesus. And finding certain disciples, he said unto them, have you received the Holy Ghost since you believed? And they said unto him, we have not so much as heard if there be any Holy Ghost. That's three. And he said unto them, unto what then were you baptized? And they said unto John's baptism. Then said Paul, John's baptism, verily, John verily baptized with a baptism of repentance, saying unto the people that they should believe on him which should come after him, that is on Christ Jesus. Verse 5. And when they had heard this, they were baptized in the name of the Lord Jesus. Verse 6. And when Paul, what happened to him? What did he do? He laid his hands upon them. The Holy Ghost came on them, and they spake in tongues and prophesied. And all the men were about 12. Don't stop there. Verse 8. And he went into the synagogue and spake boldly for the space of 3 months, disputing and persuading the things concerning the kingdom of God. And when divers were adding and believed not, but spake evil of that way before the multitude, he departed from them. What did he do? And separated the disciples, disputing daily. Say daily. Say daily, brethren. Say daily. In the school of one Tyrannus. Verse 10. And this continued by the space of how long? 2 years. So that all they which dwelt in Asia heard the word of the Lord Jesus, both Jews and Greek. See, we can... I say it again. A Christian will just preach the gospel. But a man with a career in God will stop at nothing until the saved man reaches the word. The man that you get saved until he helps you to reach the word. Who do you think? You think it's Paul? Is the only Paul that reached the entire Asia? No. Those 12 disciples is separated initially. What did they now do? They now took up ministry and they reached the word. They reached the entire coast. See, it's when the target of a believer, the target of mission-minded people, is not permanent site. It's less afterwards, like, okay, in the next so years, everybody in this environment will hear the gospel. That we so much loud about the gospel that I will hardly meet anybody in this shop that I have not preached to before. Are you with me? Are you with me? Come on. As a first timer is coming to church, we are following him. Who are your people? Where are your friends? Okay, just take us to them. So, see what Paul did. They became saved earlier in the chapter, but he ensured that he didn't leave them halfway. Because don't forget, your goal is in their growth. Your goal is in their growth. See verse 11. And God wrought special miracles by the hand of Paul, hallelujah, so that from his body were brought unto the sick handkerchiefs or apron, and the diseases departed from them, and the evil spirit went out of them. So who was healing the sick? Is it just Paul? No. No. That's why he's saying handkerchief and aprons. That means it was disciples that are carrying their handkerchiefs from Paul. And I've told you it's more about the people than even the handkerchief, the medium. So go to verse 18. Verse 18, and many that believed came and confessed and healed their deeds, and many of them also, which used curious arts, brought their books together and burned them before all men, and they counted the price of them and funded 50,000 pieces of silver. So mightily grew the word of God and what? And prevailed. So you will see things through to the end. E.g., a man that has a career in God, when he prays, he looks for answer before he stops. E.g., if you are praying for a backslider, when will you stop? When will you stop? When is restored? You will not stop. Okay, come on. Summer up. You will not stop when you no. I do a lot of people pray. Let's pray for this brother. Let's pray for this sister. You pray to you pray today. You pray today, and that's the end. If you know you have a career in God, you will know that I'm not just what I'm looking for. What I'm trying to do is not to pray. What I'm trying to do is to restore somebody. So I don't stop praying until what? Until I see him. You don't pray and say, okay, so be it, Lord. In Jesus' name we are praying. No. Until he comes back to steadfastness. First, please don't get what I mean. You don't miss what I mean by backsliding. It means somebody that is just falling from steadfastness. Amen? He doesn't give people word without feedback. You don't just preach the word, share the word, yarn the word. You look for feedback. Brother, that thing, all the groups you have taught, you go back there. How much have you been practicing what I have told you? Why? You are not just trying to waste the time by preaching. You are not just preaching for the sake of pastor says preach, Christians preach. No, you are looking for, you want to profit from the life of somebody. Your goal is their growth. Are you with me, somebody? Your career is to see men mature. Acts 15:36. Acts 15, just be alert. 15 minutes, I'll be done. Acts 15:36. And some days, please, I want us all to see this. Us all. 15:36. Okay, let's read. Want to go? And some days after, Paul said unto Barnabas, let us go again and visit our brethren in every city where we have preached the word of the Lord and what? See how they do. Can you see that? He has not said, well, I've covered this area. I've covered Kubion. Yes, now I'm done with that area. My next target now is UK. My next target now is, and now I'm going. He said, let's go back. Why? Their life is his goal. Their life. Acts 19:19. He sees things through to the end. Funny enough, this is why you cannot have too many attachments. You cannot have too many things pulling you. You cannot have too many vices pulling you. You remember the call of Elisha, 1 Kings 19. You cannot just have too many attachments. 1 Kings 19:19. So he departed and found Elisha, son of Shaphat, who was plowing with 12 yoke of oxen before him, and he with the 12th, and Elijah passed by him and cast his mantle upon him. What did he do? And verse 20, what did the guy do instantly? Verse 20, yes. And he left the oxen and ran. See, ran. And ran after Elijah and said, let me, I pray thee, kiss my father and my mother, then I will follow thee. And he said unto him, go back again, for what have I done unto thee? 21, want to go? 21, everybody, yes. And he returned back from him and took a yoke of oxen, slew them, and boiled their flesh with the instrument of the oxen. Oh, and gave unto the people, and they did it. Then he arose and went after Elijah and ministered unto him. All he did do to his bridges, he burnt it. All the instruments, the things he's using to plow the oxen, the woods, everything that the yokes of the oxen, he used it to make the fire. I'm not going back to you again. I have served you enough. Now I have a career to pursue. Some things we just become automatically cut off. Luke 5:27. You can't have so many attachments. You can't have, you cannot just be, you cannot be the several things you could have, several things you could have done with your life. Yes, several talents you have. Yes, yes, we know. But you have a career in God. Do you think you have so much time for everything? Somebody will ask me, can a Christian be a this? Can a Christian be a this? If you like, a Christian can be a monkey. If you like, be a monkey. That's not the point. But a man that has a career in God, you cannot just be everything. I say it with all the very few things should give you joy. Hey, oh God. You must not seek joy in plenty of things. You seek joy in the gospel. Why do you work? Make money. When you say you must have a passion, do you have a passion in the fashion industry? Passion. Passion. Luke 5:27. And after these things, he went forth and saw a publican named Levi sitting at the receipt of custom. And he said unto him, what did Jesus say? Follow me. Say, follow me. 28, want to go? And he left all, rose up, and followed him. You see, 29, Levi, he made a great feast in his own house. What is this feast? What is the meaning? Bye-bye. He made the farewell party. Okay, well, bye-bye. Well, I have a course. And there was a great company of publicans, and they sat down. John 1:43. The day following, Jesus would go forth into Galilee and findeth Philip and saith unto him. What did he say? Follow me. Did he explain much? No. Now, see, we need people that will reach the word. And it may not be everybody. But will you choose to be part of this crew? That's my question to you. Their concentration was extreme because their reward will be great. He just said, follow me. It's just, no point. Just look at him, follow me. Their concentration was extreme because their reward too will be great. You see that Matthew 4:21? Please ensure your neighbor is not sleeping. Come on, come on, come on, come on, come on. Matthew 4:21. I be a soldier, just bend your feet slightly. And later you sit down. Matthew 4:21. And going from thence, he saw two other brethren. James the son. This one is funny. So open this one. We have seen people leave jobs, or for our age, put it, or for your own disciple, put more priority on the gospel than jobs. You understand? Why did they leave? He said leave. Simple. It's not a doctrine. Are you getting me? But if the man saw a need, he said, okay, leave. So I have seen people leave jobs. See this one again. He saw two brethren, James the son of Zebedee and John his brother. In the ship, it's Zebedee, their what? Their father. This one is the way I don't understand. Many their nets. And he called them. 22, what did they do? And they immediately left the ship with their father and followed them. Jesus. Hallelujah. Praise God. Say we have a destiny in God. Okay, while they see Matthew 19:28. Come on, Matthew 9:28. And Jesus said unto them, verily, come on, 19:28. Verily I say unto you, verily I say unto you, that you which you have followed me in this regeneration, when the Son of Man shall sit in the throne of his glory, you also shall judge and sit upon the what? 12 thrones, judging the 12 tribes of Israel, and everyone that has forsaken houses. That means some people must forsake some things. Some people, you must just like moving to a new area, like moving to a new territory, like moving to a new environment for the sake of something. Why are all of us running from the north? Amen.
And everyone that's forsaken houses or brethren or sisters or father or mother or wife or children or lands, see the things people can forsake. Number one, houses. Number two, brethren, sisters, father, mother, wife, children, lands for my name's sake shall receive an hundredfold and shall inherit eternal life. Now, that is where I'm going. Want to go? Yes. But many that are first shall be last, and the last shall be first. That means not everyone will eventually receive the call. But brethren, God said there's a reward. Will you just look on these earthly things and you just neglect things of eternal relevance? Huh? Will you? Will you look at just the things some richest men in the last 10 years? Where are they today? And please don't say you are not qualified. No. Don't say, how can me? How can I? Shut up. Who is I? I'm saying carry God out. You are saying I. What have I just finished saying? I say when you see a career in God, you make yourself available to learn the word, to pray, to take instruction. Once you can do all those three, what will happen? Everything you think is lacking, it will be supplied, but be available. God cannot work on a man that is not available. He didn't say bring anything into the kingdom. He doesn't need your money. He doesn't need your charisma. He doesn't need your nice oratory. Just come. Just come. See 1 Corinthians 1:27. Almost done. Come on. 1 Corinthians 1:27. But God, what has he done? What has he done? Come on. Has chosen the foolish things of the world to confound the wise, and God has chosen the weak things of the world to confound the things that are mighty, and the base things of the world, and the things which are despised at God's chosen, yea, the things which are not, to bring to naught the things that are. Hallelujah. Praise God. Praise God. Say, I'm qualified before God. Say, my nothingness is even my qualification. Say, my disqualification before men is my qualification before God. Hallelujah. Say, he can use me just like that. Say, he has gifts for me. Say, he has resources for me. Say, he builds me up and I serve him well. So, if you, Egypt, for instance, like there are ways I look at people. E.g., like in our structure in this place, if you fail a membership test, I look at your reaction. When you just behave like, well, it's church test, it shows something has not caught you. When you say, well, what is the essence of scoring 80? Why 90? Maybe pass my 60. Can I just pass and go? It shows something is missing. That's how you know men that has not received the call. You look at people as pastor. You look at people when you say, let's pray for places. Let's pray for territories. Let's pray for the north. Let's pray for this brother that we can find. Let's pray for this sister. You look at people. You see, you just look at people at that time. Some of them are just dying. For Syria. Their tongues now becomes once in 5 seconds. Being around Telstar. Ragged. Such people, they have not received it. They have not received it. Amen. So, lastly, please write this down. It will benefit you, and not just it will benefit you, but please, you need it for people. Disobedience to the call of God does not kill people. Don't forget, in that John 20 that we read, the fish they went to look for, even before they got there, did he give them poison?
No, he gave them the fish. I know you have heard of stories of people that said because they didn't answer the call of God, their wife was barren, and they have accidents. No. Those are men given to condemnation. Amen. That is the work of condemnation. And funny enough, do you know what? That condemnation, they can deal with it two ways. Either by the word or by what? By responding to the call. So when they respond to the call, they now think that, oh, can you say that it is God that actually did that? It's not God. It's condemnation. Because when you respond to the call, what will happen? You now have boldness. So it was never God that caused somebody something evil to happen because you rejected. He gave them the fish. But he now told them, do you love me more than this? Even if he had said no, brethren, Peter may still be on the fish the next day, catching nothing, he will see Jesus again. Praise God. Say, I have a career in God. Say, I don't give in to condemnation, but I'm ready to serve. Amen. Brother, now, please, write this down. Write this down. When you make friends with those who are not as zealous as you are, you will soon become like them. When you start, I didn't even say close friends. When you make friends with those, I didn't say with non-Christians, but with the same, those who you call Christians, who 1 week, they don't do outreach. What they do is slaying picture. Posting slaying on Facebook. Can't you see us? Are we not in grace? All they do is grace life. We are forgiven. We are here. It's good, though. Please, though. That's the basis of everything we are saying. But is it about DP or about carrying that forgiveness out there? When you chat with, that you can conveniently chat with this guy, for 1 hour, he will not talk about ministry. Run away. Run away. That we can just talk about things, geez, 15 minutes, no ministry. That we start bringing the Premier of Nigeria to you, the Premier of America. That we start reminding you the last guy, the last lady, Davido, befriended. The last, that all you tell you is assurance. All he will remind you is, okay, the fastest paying job right now in town. Fastest pay, and you can shout 15 minutes. He will not talk about ministry. Run away. They can't help you. Praise God. Say, I maintain this fervency. We learn well so that we can bless men to maturity. We learn well. Why? So that we can bless men to maturity. What is the difference again between an ordinary, within a Christian that are pushing the gospel and a Christian with a career in God? What's the difference? One, you will see it through. You will look for a bib. We say, oh yeah, me and you today, we are going to study this Bible for 2 hours. Once we are done, I will take you now. I will take you outside. We will preach together. I will preach to 2 people. You will preach to 1. So are you with me? You will not rest until the same Muslim is able to help you to save others. How else do you think you reach the world? You must use your disciples. We are doing it now. I'm not just going around, just praying it sporadically, saying, yes, we are getting men saved, we are doing the ministry, hallelujah, glory to God, great things is happening, amen. You say, we are there. He said, we are there. You look at your first timers list. This one came last. This one did not. I didn't see this one again. You pick your phone. Please, where are you? You didn't even say, you don't first ask, why did you come to church? That is the wrong question. Where are you? How can we see? And where I am is in teacher. He said, don't worry. Tell him, are you with your Android phone? Say, yes. Click location. Click WhatsApp. Okay. So click attach. Under attach, you will see location. Click that location. Say, tell him that your Google Map will load. Ensure you have on your location, your setting. Say, okay, just send me your current location. Just pick it. Look for his area. If he's in the dungeon, look for him. Trace him. Walk there. Of course, ensure his phone is working. Ensure it's not taking you to... Amen. Don't call somebody that, sorry, we didn't see you in church. What else do you want me to say? Now, some of them will lie to you. Some of them will just give you excuse. It's an excuse. Say, where are you? I want to see you. Say, okay. After he has explained everything, no problem. Yeah, sit down. This is someone. Download. Are you okay now? Yeah, okay. Do you have any friends that we can go and reach out to? Let him. Yeah, that is an easy way. No, nowadays that we have plenty of things with friends. That fence and barbed wire and dogs. What else are you going to enter? Once you can see one of them that comes to your place, what do you do? Grab opportunity. Oh yeah, take me to your dungeon. My parents will not. Don't worry. Let's go. Okay, do you have a neighbor that listens to you? You have any friends around? Let's go and reach out to them. Say, I seek every opportunity. Thank you, Lord Jesus. It's a career in God, brother. You will follow the path. You will pick somebody's life like this. You won't let it go. Say, you. Okay, now you have spoken in tongues. Okay, your interpretation is sounding like queer. Like it's not yet consistent with doctrine. So, okay, I will relax on interpretation of tongues for now. I will teach you very well on salvation. I will teach you on no man speaking by the Spirit of God, called Jesus, because I will teach you down very well. Then we'll come back again to the interpretation of tongues. When you give somebody someone to listen to, what do you do? Follow. Yeah, where are you? Last 2 years, you don't have time. What if Jesus don't have time to die for you? Amen. Brethren, say I have priority. Say beyond my job, beyond my players, beyond my family, I see a priority in the gospel and I pursue it with all my mind, with all my zeal. I will profit for God in my generation. I will see to it that the gospel advances. Oh, thank you. Praying tongues, I'm done. We see to it. See to it. See to it, okay? See to it. See to it. I will see to it. If I see to it, come on. See to it. See to it. See to it. Don't keep companies. Don't keep crews. My friends, is either you become like me or you go. That's the point. What are we doing? Doing what? I don't have any close friend that is not in the ministry. I can't chat with you for 15 minutes if you're not in ministry. What are we going to be saying? What? I can't even foresee it. What? You have to put money in this place. Money is not my priority. To have a 5 bachelor degree, that is not my priority. I have a priority in God. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Oh, thank you, Lord Jesus. Oh, thank you, Lord Jesus. Thank you, Lord Jesus. No. Vali razavali atata rasate. Rosavati rosate dako palaze. Simply devoted to you, oh Lord. I lose my life to follow you. This life that I live is not for me to describe. So for this sake, we can sing this hour.
I surrender all. I surrender all. Unto thee, my blessed Savior, I surrender. I surrender.
Reject that voice of this is too much, and ensure you reject it. It comes to all of us. It comes to your pastor too. That all this is too much. Say no to that voice. That's a voice that wants to make you useless. They want to make you like others, like a normal Christian. Say no to it and pursue this.
Said Savior.
Pursue this ministry to the end. Follow to the end. Follow. Follow to the end. Follow to the end. Don't stop right now. Don't stop right now. Don't quit. Don't quit.